on a Friday, I told you we're going to be in a good mood today. We're going to be goofy today. We're going to have fun today. And if that didn't get you in a good mood, I don't know what will.
I'm just trying to send you into your last bachelor weekend in a good mood. The last one you're going to have for maybe ever.
I mean, I'm sorry. We're in charge of getting in a good mood on a Friday.
This is a peculiar music video, I'll tell you right now.
It's okay. Let the fellas have a good time.
Welcome back.
My buddy said a rebel with a kickstand. Great stuff, man. I'm happy as well. Now, my wife can check on me when she's gone this weekend on her app. Yeah. At Blue Ridge Security, now Priority One, and her app that she's downloaded to watch out. So Priority One, that started in 1996, that has evolved into one of the top 25 security providers out there, can help you, and it's amazing what that technology does. This Total Control app, she can make sure that I'm okay when I secure the home. Should get text on it. Make sure that I am safe and sound. And so when Zach and I stumble in at 4:30 this morning and we set the alarm again, she'll know. The video alarm system, the Ring doorbell, if you're away from your home. These are all great stuff. We love it here. We feel safe here. And normally on Fridays, like when I'm at Chick-fil-A, you're here by yourself. You feel better, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Priority One Security, the technology, the people, the great friends. And we could not have made a better choice than PriorityOneSecurity.com.
Speaking of your wife.
Yes.
How much of the couch discussion did she hear yesterday?
She didn't, and I told her about it last
night.
Thank goodness. But I also told her that you were involved in the escalating of it and trying to stir the pot as you...
That doesn't sound like me.
No, you would never do that.
That doesn't sound like me.
No, you'd never do that. And she agrees. The reality of this little man coming into the world hit yesterday when we made our, when we had friends come up from her hometown and helped us with our
you got your go
nursery.
Bag. You got your go bag.
Yeah, and we packed a go bag last night.
Get your go bag.
Yeah.
A couple passports.
No passports.
A couple thousand in cash.
Nobody's putting any cash in there. There's no guns in there.
Little pistol underneath.
No pistola. No, that's not happening. No. Just get over to the hospital and make sure that we...
You got to go somewhere without extradition. So it's only a couple choices around the world. Good luck.
Yeah. Bond Secure, Greenville, St. Francis. Mm. That's the getaway. That's where we're going.
I've watched many spy movies before. I know all about this.
No. Don't have to worry about that. You ready for my way too early college football? What? Let me ask you something.
What would be your assumed name in a fake passport?
Ron Mexico.
Why was that so quick?
Because that's Michael Vick's made-up name when he was ordering medicine for his STD.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right. I thought it's because you were looking at the name yesterday in your passport when you were packing the go bag.
No. Ron Mexico, of course. Everybody's fake name is Ron Mexico. Throughout all that. I'm going to give you a choice here.
Okay.
My friend. I'm going to give you a chance to pick out. Do we talk? I'm going to build up to ESPN. I'm not going to give you a choice. I'm sorry.
No choice. All right.
I like CBS Sports. I think they do a great job. But one of the things they do is they've got about 15 draft experts, and they come out with a mock draft every day. And so I don't like that. But this is the first I've seen of this. CBS Sports has a NFL 2000 or players who are eligible for the 2020 mock draft. All right? The top 32 players. Give me a sound effects if you agree or disagree with, or if you like or don't like some of these guys.
Okay.
Do you have your two sound effects up there?
I can get some sound effects.
Okay.
You can always click over to the press box.
Right. Get the good sound effects. Yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Let's go in reverse order. 32 players.
Mm-hmm.
Number 32. just don't like it, man. I'm sorry. I don't see it. I'll let you commentate.
Sure.
Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma. That just feels weird looking at seeing Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
These are the top players for next season?
These are the top players that would take the field. Let me see what the article. Let me give you the entire preface of all this stuff.
Please.
An early look at the top 32 NFL draft eligible college football players taking the field in 2019.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
No.
I agree.
No.
Jalen Hurts is not an NFL quarterback. Sorry.
Are we prepared if Lincoln Riley can actually do this, though?
You said it yesterday. He is quarterback transfer whisperer.
That's what he does.
If he can pull this off. There's no doubt in my mind that Jalen Hurts will have a very good year at Oklahoma next year.
You pay him all the monies.
But there's no doubt in my mind that Jalen Hurts is not an NFL quarterback.
Agreed.
Next question.
Number 31, Ohio State linebacker Malik Harrison.
I have no reaction to that. I don't know him.
Number 30, Rashard Lawrence, defensive lineman, LSU. He looked good in a bowl game.
Fine.
Number 29,
That was a pity bell.
Okay. Number 29, I don't like this one. Because I think there is no more overrated player in the country. Shea Patterson, quarterback, Michigan.
At 29?
29.
That's a joke. Do you get
That's
it?
That's a joke.
Do you get it?
I love it.
I'll be here till 9 o'clock, folks.
I love it. I love this guy right here. Number 28. Now, he didn't play great in the bowl in the Sugar Bowl. The 6'6", 220-pound wideout from Texas, Colin Johnson.
Colin Johnson?
Love him. Number 27, Josh Rager, wide receiver at TCU. Don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
How about this, Mr. Or 24? Mm-hmm. Number 26. Mm-hmm. Clemson cornerback A.J. Terrell. Mm-hmm. All week heading to the title game, Clemson coaches and players knew it was going to be a challenge for the Tigers' corners to battle Alabama's wide receivers, but the entire landscape of the game changed when Terrell won the battle against Tua and a supercharged sideline to kickstart what would become the most stunning title game beatdowns in modern college football history. Let me repeat that again.
Read that again, please.
The most stunning title game beatdowns in modern college football history. I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
Can't be the first.
No. But you can be the next. Number 25, Kristen Fulton, I should say, defensive back from LSU.
I don't know enough about him.
Don't know. Number 24, Tommy Kramer, offensive lineman, Notre Dame.
Don't know enough about him.
Number 23, J.K. Dobbins, running back, Ohio State.
He's good.
Number 22, Patty Fisher, linebacker, Northwestern.
I don't know enough about him.
Number 21, Kenny Wilkes, defensive lineman from Michigan State.
Nope.
Number 20.
Top 20.
T. Higgins, wide receiver, Clemson.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly, dilly.
Yeah. CBS Sports Barrett Saley says the always crowded wide receiver room at Clemson leveled up over the last month of the season as Higgins continued his progression and Justin Ross emerged as a superstar in the playoff. We could see Higgins, a true junior in 2019, return for a senior season in Death Valley, but if he goes pro, there'll be no shortage of teams ready to pick him up as one of the top four or five receivers in the next draft class. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Number 19. Mekhi Becton, the offensive lineman at Louisville. He got off to a slow start. He got better last year. Number 18, C.J. Henderson, defensive back at Florida. Some thought he was going to leave. Is he a – oh, no. He's a sophomore last year. Yeah. Number 17, Nick Coe, defensive lineman at Auburn. Number 16, the guy who did nothing in the national championship game, Raekwon Davis, defensive lineman at Alabama. Big man. 6'6", 315, but he didn't do anything with this one.
He could have won, couldn't he?
Yeah, but he looks great, but looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane.
Oh, man.
Number 15, Isaiah Simmons, defensive back, Clemson.
Isaiah Simmons?
Number 15.
Big gift for Clemson to get him to come back.
Dilly dilly. It says, Brent Venables found out this week that the Tigers' defense, while it's losing four all-stars on the defensive line, returns its top tackler and team leader in pass breakups in Simmons. Clemson's nickel slash outside linebacker has been one of the keys to bolstering to the second level of the defense during the year, and he'll be one of the team leaders as the Tigers defend their title in 2019.
Dilly dilly.
Number 14. Tyler Bidias. Biades.
Who?
Offensive lineman from Wisconsin. I don't know.
We're putting Wyman from Wisconsin on this list?
I guess. Number 13.
These skill players.
I got one for you here. Travis Etienne, running back Clemson.
Oh, buddy. You said it there.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
It's amazing you got to go to press spots to get that.
Hey, shout out Ben Milstead for all these sweet hotkeys.
Over management. It says, a strong downhill runner with impressive breakaway speed, Etienne has the motor behind Clemson's national championship push in the regular season. He claimed the ACC Player of the Year honors. While he might see less work as Trevor Lawrence continues to grow and improve, that does nothing to his stock that in the minds of the NFL execs. Number 12, a guy that I was really disappointed in the national championship game, Dylan Moses, linebacker, Alabama. Number 11, Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State. Number 10, you hate this guy. Jonathan Taylor, running back at Wisconsin. Number 9, I love this guy right here. Grant Delpit, safety at LSU. Playmaker. Player. Number 8, like this guy, Walker Little, offensive lineman at Stanford. Massive man. Number 7, LaVisca. Is it Chenault, wide receiver at Colorado? Not as familiar with him. 6'2", wide receiver. Number 6, Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver at Alabama. I will admit this, he's impressive. Pushed off on the 1, but he's impressive. Number 5, Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman at Georgia. Number 4, and surprise, this guy came back. Derrick Brown, defensive tackle at Auburn. 6'5", 325-pound monster at Auburn.
Why are you surprised he came back?
I thought he would have gone. I thought he would have been a second, third-round draft pick.
It's a deep defensive tackle draft.
It is. I'll give you that. Now, Mr. Number 24, I want to get your thoughts on the final three here.
Final three, top three.
Number 3, Justin Herbert, quarterback at Oregon.
He's good. Wish he came out this year.
Number 2, Jake Fromm, quarterback at Georgia.
Yeah.
You really? Like Herbert more.
Yeah.
Me too.
Fromm's 2 ahead of him?
And number 1, Jake Bentley at South Carolina. No. Number 1, Tua at Alabama.
Tua.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
Because Tua stinks.
See, I think Tua is very accurate. And I think Tua has some things.
Is Tua's dad going to choose his NFL team too? Or can he choose that one for himself when he gets drafted by him?
Ouch.
I'm just curious.
Ouch. Is Tua... He's not a big man. And I'm not sure about the post-snap progressions and the post-snap reads. I think Tua got exposed in the national championship game by Brent Venables. And if I'm an NFL exec, I'm a little worried about the quick decision-making. All his reads seem to be pre-snap reads to me. Not all. I shouldn't say all. Not all. But his progression tree is based off of scrambling ability, not his quick decision-making, in my opinion. Now, again, just look at the stats from when he played really good teams compared to when he played really bad teams. And it is a wide variance there. So I don't like that at all. But your buddy Bentley wasn't in here. Surprised that Jake Bentley won the top 32 players in college football next year for the NFL draft?
I'm not surprised by that. 0-4, 0-3 against Kentucky, 0-3 against Clemson, 0-2 against A&M?
3.
0-3, 0-3 against Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, were we shocked?
I don't know. 3 for 500 yards against your team.
Are you going to get beat out by Helinski?
No. That's not going to happen. Interesting stuff there. 6'5", 4, 6'5", 4, 7, 6, 2, 7. When we come back, I want to give the way too early college football 2019 All-American team, according to David Hale. And in that, you're going to see four Clemson Tigers on the All-American team. I thought everybody left Clemson. Four Clemson Tigers on that All-American team. And maybe one or two that might surprise you. One or two you think are going to be on there that really aren't on there. I was listening to the news last night. I don't do this often, but I was listening to the local news last night, Mr. 24.
Sure.
Jack Lake Tonto. And someone from the SCDMV came on and said they are worried about the folks not taking advantage of getting your real ID now. And they're worried about in 2020 there's going to be huge lines. And so they just want to encourage you to take advantage of it now. You can procrastinate a lot of stuff, but is there a few things worse in this world than the long lines of the DMV?
Terrible. But luckily, our friends at the DMV have a wait line on their website.
Right.
Go check it out.
Right.
See what kind of wait time you're looking at.
Right.
And plan your day accordingly.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, good. And that just to go for the real ID stuff. That's like if you bought a new car, a new truck, and you got to register it and some of that stuff and get new tags. Like, so you can do all that there too. So.
Get your natty tags.
Yes. Mm. 2018 natty tags coming?
No, they're available.
Are they?
I have a source. They're available.
Let's say you were to get a new car or truck.
Yeah.
Would you get your new natty tag?
I would 100% pay the extra money for a national championship.
Would you also put any window back stickers of national champions or any of that kind of stuff?
No, I think the national championship tag is more than enough.
How about the front tag?
The front tag would remain blank in the state of South Carolina, but being from New Jersey, it usually has a plate on it.
You got to have plates on front and back?
Yeah.
Really? It's got more prisoners to make those, I guess.
I guess so. Someone's got to stamp them.
Right. SCDMV online. Check them out. And don't have to go through the last minute standing in line forever.
What was the prison you named in New Jersey, like off the top of your head? Was it Raritan?
Oh, no. Is it Raw?
Rahway State Prison?
Yeah, Rahway.
That was it.
Yeah. James Scott.
Yep.
Was a fighter, fought there on national TV a lot. Sad, man, seeing that guy in there. Can you imagine, like, being the opposing guy facing an inmate in a prison? Like, in a boxing ring? Like, you had no chance of winning that, right?
Nothing worse than finding a guy as a left hand.
Well, but he had to fight in prison because if not, he'd pull a Butch. And get Esmeralda to take him off in a cab and then go steal Zed's motorcycle. So you don't want any of that happening.
Mm.
A break. We'll come back. I have ESPN's All-American team for 2019 and three or four of you people on hold. I'm getting straight to you right after a very short break.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in congratulating Dabo, his staff, and his team on this monumental achievement. Go Tigers!
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
There's a bunch of reasons to call Krutz LED, KRUTLED.com at 401-8506. You can go by the website, Krutz-LED, KRUT-LED.com. They are a Duke Energy midstream channel partner. That means they can give upfront rebates, which is really cool, on LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking lot light fixtures, down lights, and all these with 5-year warranties. All these meaning better lights. All these meaning no humming, all these meaning better for your employees, better for your customers, and all these meaning lower power bills to you as well. Those are savings up front with the rebates and savings every single month with the lower power bill. You can't beat it. It's our great friends at Krutz. Again, 401-8506, exit 19B beside Jay Peters and Anderson. And let Dr. Ish Patel and the great folks at Krutz take care of you at Krutz-LED.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Jeff is in Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Doing good, thank you. I was just going to comment real quick on the way too early draft projection. Essentially, your top two. Right. I also wanted to ask a favor, so if I could, after sure. that, a little favor for a loyal listener after that. Sure. But just my comment was this. Jake Fromm, I've never really been all that impressed with him. I'm sure he'll be a solid NFL quarterback one day, but being number two, I don't see him being like a top five draft. That's just, I don't know, it's just overselling it to me. And Tua, I think you're exactly right on the progressions thing. The good news, though, I think he still could be a really, really great quarterback. The good news about the progressions is, you know, you're right. He does sometimes decide where he's going to throw the ball before the ball's even snapped, and you can't do that on a deep ball. That's just not, you know, that ain't going to work in the NFL. It really don't work in college when you're playing a good team. But that is a teachable thing. That's something that can be learned. You know, somebody famously said, you know, you can't teach height.
Yeah.
You know, you can't teach a player to be taller or be, but learning progress, that's something you could actually teach. So I think, you know, he could actually learn.
I'm going to disagree with you, Jeff, because of this, and I've heard NFL people talk about this. It is within a second. A lot of it is experience. And maybe you can teach at a certain age, but That's what we were told at Jamarcus Russell. That's what we were told at Vince Young. That's what we were told at all these. That's what we were told we could do to who was the Bills guy, the Florida State guy. That's what we were told we could do, you know, Christian Ponder, some of these guys that, oh, they're not great at it now, but we could teach them in the NFL. I think that that's a natural, very quick, instinctive, almost anticipation kind of deal. Yeah, we can go in a classroom and learn progressions, yes. But as far as the implementation of it, we're told every year that they can do it. I think you get that very early or you don't have it all. I think that's a natural. Certain people in certain situations are just better at that very quick, almost like fast twitch muscle, that fast brain of being able to analyze something and do it. I don't doubt you in saying that, yeah, now his progression trees are going to be different, his progression reads are going to be different in the pro game, but I think a lot of that's natural. And if it wasn't natural, then Jamarcus Russell or some of those unbelievable arm talents would have been able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good point. I never really thought about it that way. Maybe it is teachable, but it's one of those things you got to teach a very, very young age.
Yes.
So like you said, maybe you learned that in Pee Wee League or something. I don't know. But the quick favor I wanted to ask you is, I've looked everywhere for this and I can't find it, and I'm thinking an important person like you who has connections might be able to get this. Okay? All right. You know anybody who works in the press box at the stadium at Death Valley?
Yes.
All right. That sound of the tiger roar, I want to get it for my phone, my ringtone, the one that they use in the stadium right before the kickoffs. I've heard it's a recording of a tiger at a zoo or something like that. I've looked everywhere on the internet. I cannot find it. And, you know, if you just record it in the stadium, that's going to sound terrible. I need that audio file. Do you know where I can get it, or is that something that's copyrighted or something?
I don't think it's copyrighted. I'm going to put you on hold, Jeff, and I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to give you a name and a phone number. Can I put you on hold just a second?
And, yeah, thank you.
And Zach's will give it to you off the air.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I hope that works out. Hey, just a quick note. Are you in, you live in Atlanta?
I do, yes.
How long of a commute do you have?
Well, in miles or minutes?
Well, more minutes is by far the bigger one there, right?
A couple miles, maybe 5 miles. And then on a weekend, or if I'm going off times, like 10 minutes. But in normal times, probably about 40.
You're a saint, my friend. You're an absolute
and
saint.
And I listen to you the whole time.
Oh, great. I'm glad you do. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to put you on hold and give this gentleman a text and shoot him and tell him I sent you over that way, and maybe he can shoot you in the right direction.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. Eddie is in Seneca, where the commute's not quite as bad, I hope. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing?
Hey, Mick. Doing well.
Good.
Listen, wanted to ask you a question this morning about Tanner Muse.
Okay.
I think you and Zach were talking about him the other day, that there might be the possibility of moving him from safety up to possibly a linebacker or a nickel-type position. What do you think about that?
I think that his skill set is very much suited for close to the line of scrimmage. Now, does that mean, you know, in his future, I think, as far as NFL or any post-college football, I think it's going to be close to the line of scrimmage. Now, that could be done at safety. And just because you're an outside linebacker / Sam or / nickel, whatever, that doesn't mean that you always have to be, you know, close to the line of scrimmage, because that, you know, you want coverage guys out there as well.
Right.
Sometimes those guys go hand in hand, the nickel and the, certain people call them strong safeties, certain people call them free safeties, and the way their terminology is, what they do is different there. The point being is that I'm not sure you have to move him. The other part of it is that if you feel better about Denzel Johnson and feel better about Nolan Turner and feel better about Kayvon Wallace, and you might not feel better, let's say Isaiah Simmons would have left, then I think that it would make a lot more sense. Now that Simmons has come back, I'm not sure you move Muse, but there's no doubt that Tanner Muse is much better against the run and much better playing up in the box and playing close to the line of scrimmage. Do you play nickel behind it? In other words, you saw a lot of Nolan Turner this year. My point is, I don't think you're going to see a move for him right now necessarily. It could, if Brent Venables deemed that be the best case for him. In case they don't, though, that doesn't mean that he's going to all of a sudden be a great safety and a great cover guy. He's still going to be a run support guy. But I will tell you this. His run support was very, very important in that national championship game. He made a bunch of really big tackles in that game. So the possibility is there, but I wouldn't count on that happening. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, yeah, there's one thing about that boy. He loves to hit hard and tackle. That's
yes.
One thing about it.
Oh, he all brings.
Right, Nick, thanks
he
a brings. Bunch, bro. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Eddie. I appreciate the phone call. Mr. R24, are you ready? You got my sound effects ready for me again?
What do you need them for?
The David Hale ESPN way too early All-American team for 2019. There's a bunch of players at Clemson Soccer I'm not going to see this year.
We're going to be very selective with sound effects. We can't overuse them.
Okay. Let me start with the all-purpose players.
Okay.
Let me start with the return guy, the guy that I absolutely love. Rondell Moore from Purdue. Maybe the most exciting player in college football.
There's no doubt about that.
Had 2,215 all-purpose yards last year. Had 1,258 receiving yards last year. 213 rushing yards last year. And 744 in return game last year. I love that guy.
While they may be dishing out All-American status for all-purpose stuff, I will not be doing that for the sound effects.
But I love Rondell Moore.
Great story. I don't know why he's at Purdue, but great story.
Now, I see Braden Mann, the Texas A&M punter. For some reason, I thought he was gone or leaving early.
I thought he was gone, too.
But apparently...
Oh, no.
He's coming back.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Is he coming back?
Yeah. Averaged 50 yards a kick last year. Also, in punt in net punting, 44.74. 20% of his punts down inside the 10-yard line.
I don't want to see him next
season.
It's
a weapon, man.
No, no way he's coming back.
He's coming back. According to David Hale, ESPN, he's coming back.
What does he know anyway, David Hale?
And here's a guy
he's really good at his job. I enjoy his stuff a lot.
Oh, he's good. Here's a guy that I was really impressed with last year. Andre Schmidt, the place kicker at Syracuse. He was 10 of 13 beyond 40 yards, made all 61 PATs, 3 of 3 on kicks beyond 50 yards, mm-hmm. and he gets the ball up so quickly. I love Andre Schmidt, the Syracuse kicker. So Clemson will see him. So you'll see Mann and South Carolina will see Mann next year, and then Clemson will see Schmidt up in the carry dome.
Cool.
Maybe in the ACC championship game, you see cornerback Bryce Hall from Virginia. Virginia had a very good secondary last year, and he had 24 pass breakups. Or maybe you see safety Andre Sisco from Syracuse. Syracuse has two All-Americans next year, and the Tigers go up there. As a freshman last year, this guy was the ACC freshman of the year. Andre Sisco is a football player. Cornerback Paulson Abadou of Stanford and safety Grant Delpit of LSU. Again, I think Delpit might be the best defensive player in the country next year. Your linebacker core, Terrell Lewis comes back from injury at Alabama, Joe Bachy of Michigan State, and Colin Schooler of Arizona. Your defensive line, A.J. Espinosa of Iowa, Leaky Fotu of Utah, Marvin Wilson, the monster man at Florida State, and how about this, Mr. War 24? X-Man.
Xavier Thomas.
Xavier Thomas.
Let's go.
Now, what David Hale says about Xavier Thomas is, this pick is a combination of talent and history, which suggests that Thomas is about to become a superstar. Thomas's reps were limited behind longtime starters Austin Bryant and Cleveland Farrell, but still finished with 10.5 tackles for loss, four quarterback hurries, and a sack of Syracuse's Eric Dungy. Proved to be one of the Tigers' season highlights. Then, remember this, Clemson has finished in the top 10 nationally in sacks for 5 consecutive seasons. I had a former defensive coach at Clemson tell me that, and something I didn't realize, that, you know, sacks are important. But because, you know, think about it, man, if you get like 10 sacks in a year, that's great. Like one sack a game will be a record-setting, and a team's going to throw it 50 times, you only get one sack. Well, why is that important? Negative yardage. He gets you behind the chains and stops drives. That tackles for loss. He, you know, let's put it this way. The guy's a linebacker coach at Clemson, and he told me one time, he goes, look, I don't want to care about a guy who can make 15 tackles a game, 8 yards downfield. That doesn't do me any good. I got down and distance to worry about. I need guys making tackles for loss. Offensive line, you ready? Andre Thomas.
I mean, still tackle the guy. Huh? Don't let him just run down the field.
No, you want to tackle the guy.
Still, please tackle him.
Right. Tyler Biadasz of Wisconsin. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. Alex Leatherwood of Alabama, who, quite frankly, didn't look good in the national championship game either. Walker Little of Stanford, who I really like. And how about this, Mr. Or24? Offensive guard John Simpson of Clemson. Remember when you and I went out to practice?
I don't even like Bud Light. Oh, it's terrible.
You know why? You can't hunt Budweiser, Budweiser.
It's not good.
You like Grandma's stinky leg. It's very good.
Bud Light?
Yes. Ugh. John Simpson, remember when we went out to practice at one time and I said, man, you know, of all the guys out there, he still has the best looking offensive line body.
He has the NFL body.
Right.
Is what you said, yes.
What David Hale says here is, for all the credit skill position stars go to Clemson, it is the rout of Alabama national championship game. The offensive line might have been the true star holding the towel without a sack. Several key contributors returned for 2019, including 330-pound Simpson, who proved to be a steamroller when run blocking last season, opening up holes for backfield that rushed for 3,723 yards, 6.55 yards per carry, second best in the country.
You did say that about John Simpson.
Dilly dilly.
And then you fainted when you saw Trevor run onto the field.
I was like,
oh. And then I had to catch you. It was a whole thing.
Oh, the locks. Missouri's tight end is the tight end on David Hill's All-American team. Albert.
Go ahead.
Oak Wiyung Banam.
Crushed it.
Oak Wanuabam.
Crushed it.
I'm a little disappointed no Clemson wide receivers. Tylan Wallace of Oklahoma State, Jerry Jeudy of Alabama.
Did we watch Justin Ross in that game?
I know.
Watch T. Higgins in that game?
I know. Running back Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin and Travis Etienne of Clemson. You know what he said? Since he first arrived at Clemson 2 years ago, Etienne averaged 7.8 yards per carry and rushed for 37 touchdowns. 37 touchdowns. There are some pretty insane numbers, but he's even more impressive tidbit. If you counted only his runs of 25 yards or more, and he had 25 of them last year, he has run for 1,000 yards in 2 seasons with the Tigers. Only yards of 25 yards or more. Do your homework, David Hale. And finally, Mr. Or24, the quarterback for the 2019 preseason team from David Hale, ESPN, Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. To which Hale says, sure, Lawrence didn't even open 2018 as a starter, and yes, Tua is a Heisman runner-up, is back for Alabama 19, but here's our firm rule and the way too early All-Americans. If you as a true freshman throw for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns in a dominant national championship performance against your top competition for this honor, you get the nod. Sorry, Tua, better luck next season. Do it, David Hale.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Final segment of the show right after this.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there,
I just had a very good friend of mine is a U.S. Marshal, and he sent me this text. Even if Zach had a, quote, go bag, he'd probably be the easiest fugitive to catch. It's pretty obvious. He gets stopped speeding on the way to the airport. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
See, this is the this is the go bag. The baseless accusations that are being put against me on air all the time.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about it. Let's just get it all out there for everybody.
I mean, all the time.
By the way, you're not the only person here at the station that has been some sort of a traffic nuisance. Julio had a little run-in with the local county Mounties around here, local Bears around here recently. But I am going to lay off a little bit on you. You've not been pulled in 2019.
Come on, man.
Were you pulled in 2018, yes or no?
Yes.
How many times were you pulled in 18?
Once.
What was it for?
They alleged I ran a stop sign.
Where were you?
Over here.
At the one by the...
Ask me if I got a ticket.
Did you get a ticket?
Absolutely not. Because? Ask me why.
you sent him a big bribe.
Nope. Didn't run a stop sign, and they knew that. They were checking for drunk drivers that night.
Okay. So you got profiled.
They were doing their job. They were trying to make sure there was nobody out there being idiots.
Okay. Where do you, and that's the only time you're pulled in 18?
Correct.
Were you pulled in 17?
It was either late 16 or early 17. I don't remember when it was.
Yeah. And did you get a ticket that day?
Did I get a ticket that day?
Yes.
Yes.
You were alleged. No, the original, he brought it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were driving, you were accused of driving what in a what?
I don't remember.
It was like rock
I was
star.
Going down a hill.
But I don't care. I can't. It's not a topography question.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I want you to start obeying the laws.
Let me ask you this.
Stop running stop signs and start driving.
There are laws out there to keep everybody safe. I'm not disputing that.
Right.
There's also rules of the road. Would you give me that? Would you concede that?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Rules of the road. General knowledge and rules of the road that all drivers adhere to. Like, hey, flash your lights if someone's lights are not on during, you know, nighttime when they need to be on. Move over.
I'd agree with that.
That kind of stuff. Just common decency, rules of the road that everybody knows.
Someone has introduced into Congress a deal to make anybody driving left-hand lane that's not passing to be that'd be an offense.
That is,
I love that.
That is an offense in the state of New Jersey.
I love that.
The thing is, if you're going down a hill and there's traffic behind you, which there was in this particular instance, you want me to ride my brakes all the way down and hold up traffic and in turn cause further delays and or problems for everybody else on the road?
You're saying that you needed to go faster because the people behind you were faster.
Correct.
No, that is not no.
I don't need to do that. I need to hold up everybody.
As a matter of fact,
have them fly around me and go.
I pretty much think it's your civic duty to hold them there. And now we get one of our very proud men in blue here in Clemson that sends in and says, use the brakes.
100%. I agree with you. But I'm not going to ride my brakes all the way down a hill when hold up traffic. And it's my fault that I'm at the beginning of the line.
Fred Flintstone brakes out.
Nah.
You need to go the speed limit.
I am a safe driver. I have been in one accident because a woman cut in front of me, so it wasn't my fault.
Did you get charged?
No.
Okay.
It was not my fault.
Okay.
I have one abomination of a speeding ticket in my years of driving.
I've got two in. You know, I didn't get my driver's license when I was in college.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't have a car. And my thing is, if I don't have a car, I don't need a driver's license.
Hey, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Didn't get a car until I was in college. But I've got two. And I've actually been pulled four times. One time was like you, they were suspected of drunk drivers. The guys, you know, just making some rounds. One time was I was wrong. The guy thought I was texting, and I was actually looking at my GPS. So that was good. And I showed him. I said, look, man, I don't have any text in here, but my GPS is up, right? So, you know, it gets a lot of text. That was good. So I didn't get any tickets on those two, but I did get two on the other ones. And I deserved them. You know my mistake I made, Zach, was I was honest with both the patrolmen that pulled me over and I said, you know, hurry to go somewhere. I went, no, sir, to be honest with you, I was just mindlessly driving. I don't even know what the speed limit is, and I don't even know how fast I was going. I was just mindlessly driving, and he got me two tickets. So that's not good. Tim and Clemson said, Philpott, worst driver at CCP ever. Was Philpott a bad driver? Do we know this? I think Philpott's got to be a good driver. He seems to be I don't know if he can see over the steering wheel, but he'd be a good driver, right?
It's not great.
Really?
It's not great.
I didn't know that about the guy, man. Great play-by-play guy. So you're saying he's better play-by-play than he is driver?
He's a much better play-by-play.
I didn't know this. I have an early Brady's Action Forgiveness Award. Speaking of safe driving, which I try to be a safe driver, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes, insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone sports every single day because that's what Allstate does. Your rates will not go up as a result of an accident in your first accident. You're going to love this. It's Allstate, and it's Brad Hughes. I trust him with everything. Today, I will forgive Philip Fulmer.
Phil.
Oh, Phil. According to the Knoxville News Sentinel, Philip Fulmer has been banned from Tennessee practices. I think it's a total of five practices because of an NCAA violation, one of eight NCAA violations by the University of Tennessee, six in football, that reported in the last 6 months of 2018. In Fulmer's case, it was a level three infraction, which is considered minor. According to the report, Philip Fulmer, former Tennessee head coach and current athletic director, jumped in to coach offensive linemen during a drill, which violated NCAA bylaw 11.7.1.1. that states an institutional staff member must count against the coaching staff limits if he engages in, quote, technical or tactical instruction with players, unquote. Fulmer, quote, provided brief encouragement and instruction to two football student athletes who were engaged in a blocking drill, unquote. The report states, it says, quote, the encouragement slash instruction lasted for less than 30 seconds, unquote. The athletic director self-reported. He was educated on what constitutes technical and tactical instruction. The SEC ruled that Fulmer be prohibited from attending practice for 5 days. The 69-year-old, as you know, was named the AD in 2017. Quark tweeted out yesterday that you can't get the coach out of a coach, get coaching out of a coach. And my response was, or cheating. Because let's face it, Philip Fulmer knows how to live in the gray and certainly do that. What is the AD, man? What the heck is the AD out there at football practice jumping in on drills for, Zach? Isn't that like a bad look? You're not shocked by that by any stretch, are you? That Philip Fulmer just jumps right in there, offensive line coach.
Why is it a bad thing?
Because only coaches can coach. You can't have anybody coming out to practice coaching.
Okay. Even the guys that are involved in the administration and hired those coaches.
Yeah, or else what you do is you hire a ton of administrative guys, and then they just come out there and coach every single day, and you disguise them with all these AD titles.
Sure, sure,
sure. You can't do that. So, Jay Bano says, self-reported, a.k.a. he was bragging on himself. No, but Philip Fulmer certainly has known something about NCAA violations in the past. You're not going to, what do you say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Well, you can't teach an old dog not to do his old tricks either. So I'll be honest with you, Zach. Knowing who's on that staff and knowing who is in control of the athletic program,
it's only a matter of time.
And knowing how bad it's been there and how starved they are for winners,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's just going to, yeah.
Over under 5 years?
Till it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Or, look. It's happening now.
Until it's brought to light.
Well, you can say brought to light if you want, but I mean, the bottom line is the NCAA doesn't do anything. Zion Williams' dad reportedly told a shoe contract guy to go to Kansas. They need cash, they need houses, and they need future jobs. And yet Zion Williamson will put a jersey on tomorrow and go play for Duke basketball. So how much more blatant could it be than asking for money from a certain school? And yet, if we're not going to do anything about that, and if we know that college basketball players are currently playing that got paid tens and thousands of dollars, then what do they care, man? What are we doing? Just outlaw, chaos, wild, wild west. What are we doing? We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, a rare free start to your weekend this weekend. There's no games tonight. There's no games tomorrow for Clemson sports, that is. And then Sunday we have 2 o'clock basketball game, women's basketball. I'm assuming, here? I don't know if it's here to be honest with you, but I'm assuming you'd be in attendance if it was here. If it is here, you'll be there.
I might, because you know what I'm doing.
I think it's on the road. I really think it's on the road.
It is?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm doing this weekend?
What's that?
Indoor track.
Indoor track?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Buddy, what are you doing tomorrow?
Not indoor track.
Why not?
I mean,
have you ever been?
Have I been to an indoor track meet?
Yes.
No.
Go with me this one time and just go with me for 45 minutes. Give me 45 minutes tomorrow.
I don't know about that.
Come on, give me 45 minutes.
Indoor track.
Here's the great thing, dude. They you're not listening, dude.
Dude.
Everything is right there in front of you, very close, and the rules are simple. Whoever runs the fastest, jumps the highest, jumps the longest, or throws something the longest, it's the best, man.
I do that every 4 years at the Olympics. I don't know if I need to be substituting
inside.
You're
going to love it, man. It's awesome. Anyway, so that means free weekend for you?
Free weekend.